quite the storm last night, huh?
Holy moly.
Very, very interesting.
Love that stuff.
It was a nice night to do a scientific experiments and put that coil on the roof.
You know, my little dog, Belle, at home.
My little dog, Belle.
She doesn't get nervous or howl or nothing. She couldn't care less.
Yeah.
How about Nadine?
Same thing with Nadine.
They just like, looks
just
like
doesn't there. Care.
Yeah.
Russ just, used to run around and bark at the lightning and the thunder until it stopped.
Isn't that crazy? You know, and I tell you, all she does is like, where's my chew stick?
Yeah.
That's it. You know, well, why we sit together? Every time we sit down on the couch, she sits right next to me. We watch TV every night.
Well, that's the difference between a male dog and a female dog.
Well, that's true. That's a female dog. Yeah. I guess you could tell by the name Belle. It's a female. Nadine.
I kind of figured.
We're both a couple of saps when it comes to dogs, huh?
Yeah.
But so is a lot of people out there, too. Anything going on this weekend?
Well, nothing I can talk about. I'd have to kill you then.
Oh, well, I don't. Then don't tell me. Tell me off air.
No,
I want to be a part of it.
I've got nothing going on. I plan to do a lot of cleaning.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do.
That's always good to do on the weekend.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. I will clean till I say, God, it's time to have a drink, isn't it?
Okay.
And then it's monster movies and alcohol.
That's it, baby. That's the way to spend a weekend. All right, then shall we get right to it?
Let's off the weekend. Let's get to it, dear.
We will, sir. 99.1 PLR, the Wigmaster.
Yowza, 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 Friday the 13th. Ooh. It's not all that scary. Friday the 13th has to do with the fact that that was when the King of France had all the Knights Templar killed. Look it up. It's history. You'll enjoy it. We're going to stay close to home this weekend because I just saw some stuff this week I can't believe. Coming out of the tunnel the other day on a Merritt, heading up the hill. But up the hill, it's nothing but traffic for almost 2 miles. You can see it. It's bumper to bumper. And we're all going slow, slow, slow. And an ambulance is coming up behind us. I pull right over. The ambulance goes by me and has to stop. Flashing lights, siren, nobody's pulling over for the ambulance. What is wrong with you people? If your ass was in the ambulance, you'd want it to go fast to the hospital, wouldn't you? Or if they were on their way to pick up your mom, you'd want it to get there quick, wouldn't you? And yet they had to stop every 50 feet because no one would get over. There was plenty of room. It's insane. And then you're driving down the road, and it says right lane ends in a half a mile. It's right there. There's several signs. They're all in English. Perhaps that's the problem. But at least it's noted that in just about a half a mile, that lane's going to end. Everybody should be moving over. But no, they come up beside you. If that is the case, know in your heart that I will drive you into a guardrail before I will let you in. Because that's the way the world works. Right lane ends in 1/2 mile. They've already told you that. Get the hell over. 12 items or less in the grocery store. That's 12 items or less. What is wrong? What is going on? Has the Honey Boo Boos and the Jersey Shores and the Duck Dynasties, is it suddenly cool to be stupid? I don't get it, but that seems to be the case. They did a big questionnaire the other day. 25% of the people they asked, and they asked 1,000 people, just 25% knew the sun was our nearest star. We have an overabundance of stupid in this country, and I think it's because we made all these rules to make everybody safe. A lot of the rules that we've created to make people safe are made to keep the stupid people safe. Back 50 years ago, they died. The thinning of the herd. It's not a bad thing. Because all we're doing now is allowing the really stupid to propagate. It just makes you want to have a drink and watch the freak parade go by. And that's what we're going to do this weekend. Oh, yeah. I declare this a weekend to watch the stupid. Let's pig out, pork out, freak out, and just set up a lawn chair and a blender and watch the incredibly stupid do their incredibly stupid things. Because this, the Friday the 13th weekend, is now in session. Heaven help us. And you've gotta read a book, for God's sake. Please, gotta. Wig out!